wife is pregnant and you're expecting, everyone's like, it's incredible. Get ready. It's magic. It's the most life-changing experience you'll ever have. Brace yourself for heaven. And then, like, the second the baby comes, everyone's like, welcome to hell.
So last night, I dreamt that I was pregnant with twins.
That sounds like a nightmare.
It kind of was a bit of a nightmare. And I woke up like, but then I had such a relief of like, oh, only one set of twins? I can do this. Yeah. But yeah, it was a bit of a scare. But yeah, how do you feel like it's been?
I figured out they have different belly buttons. So now I can tell them apart if I look at their belly buttons. Because I need like an ABC.
They all have different faces, by the way.
Yeah, but they do and they don't. Like, and you know, Rose is, funnily enough, a different color. She gets a bit more reddish in the face than Rumor does. But I need like, okay, I need one solid thing that I can look at and go, okay, I know which is which. And for me, right now, that's their belly buttons. They have different belly buttons.
Or some friends of ours that have twins were really trying to warn us about what we're about to enter. And it's going to be hell. It's going to be terrible. You have no idea what you're going to get into. But honestly, I'm not going to sit here and be like, we're in heaven, but we're in heaven.
Yeah, I think we have a step up because this is the second time round.
Sure, absolutely.
If this is the first time round, then you do worry about every little thing and every little noise.
Yeah. And also, there are definitely moments that are not heaven, like waking up and the bed is soaking wet because your tits are leaking.
I hate that.
You know, we have a night nurse that we're paying a lot of money for, and I have to wake up anyway to pump my fucking boobs. It sucks.
Yeah.
And if I don't, they hurt. And it's literally like I slept with Harrison the other night, and he woke up so confused. Like, who peed? And I'm like, oh, nobody peed. It's my tits that are leaking. You know, it's kind of a pain in the ass. So that's a bit of hell. And also, like, from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m., the girls are in some sort of cluster feed when it doesn't matter how much you feed them or what they do, they're just really fussy and they're crying. And then like Harrison is like, it's bath time, so it's like 6 to 8 p.m. It's a bit of a, you know, the stress level goes up a little bit, but you just gotta, you know, keep
it's
calm.
Very easy for things to run away, you know. And for me especially, I started cooking dinner at 5:30 the other night, and I said to Jen, like, this is perfect. This is what I like. I'm cooking the dinner right now. We're gonna have eaten before the chaos starts to kick off, because I get really stressed about eating. I'm not very good at eating in general, of like, oh, it's like the last thing on my mind, and then I get really hungry.
I don't
think
men are not very good at snacking. You have to get better at snacking. No. Always, like, never get to the point where you're hungry.
Yeah, well, you're a classic. Advice. You're very good at, like, keeping a bunch of snacks. There's always snacks in the diaper bag. There's always snacks car. I mean, that also means there's snack wrappers everywhere, but that's fine. you're very good at that, and I'm terrible. And I end up just getting whatever's closest when I need to get it. But yeah, it can very quickly, very easily get escalate. Stressful. Yeah. And everything can escalate. And then we've lost it, and we've lost the evening. And Harrison's going to bed way too late. And the girls, you know, everything
but
is out of rhythm.
You have to be relaxed about it. Nothing bad is going to happen. But I agree, the stress level goes up.
But things are easier if you...
Yeah. You know. My best advice as well to people having children is try to like work on your stress before having them. So you know how to manage them when it happens.
I mean, a lot of it is about managing your own stress.
That's what I mean,
and stopping yourself from escalating. Because the children will escalate. It's going to happen. They're just going to get worse and worse if you don't get a hold of yourself and the situation. Because, you know, ultimately, we're all supposed to be adults and like figuring this out and being the control in the situation, but it is hard, especially during this cluster feeding situation where like the girls start to get agitated and we're literally down to like the milliliter of like, okay, well, we need to feed them like 60 mil and then 30 mil half an hour later, and then it's like this weird calibration.
We haven't figured it out,
but we're getting closer. But then by the time we think we've got it, everything will change again, and that's just the way that it is. And we knew that with Harrison, but it's even more important with the twins, because it can quickly the situation can quickly escalate, and then if you lose it, then the whole thing's out the window.
Well, I saw this clip with Andy Samberg about him becoming a new parent, and everybody was like, oh, it's gonna be so great, it's so wonderful, and then bam, baby arrives and it's hell.
Wife is pregnant and you're expecting, everyone's like, it's incredible, get ready, it's magic. It's the most life-changing experience you'll ever have. Brace yourself for heaven. And then, like, the second the baby comes, everyone's like, welcome to hell.
I don't know. I don't think it's... I don't ever want to say like, oh, it's a may. It's like 100% one way or 100% another. It's like, it's always somewhere in the middle. And there are definitely things that you're not expecting and moments of real darkness at the beginning. But then moments of lightness. And I don't agree that it's what, like all one or the other. So I like that clip and it's very funny, but it's not totally true. I think if your expectations are that everything's going to be amazing and heavenly, then it's going to make it even harder.
So something that happened that I wanted to show you, something that happened a little bit. So while you've been in New York, me and my mom and the night nurse have been here at night.
Uh-huh. I think I know what you're going
to
show me.
And, you know, my mom is always trying to find her path in life, and she was asking our night nurse if she's ever been to a medium or a psychic. Mm-hmm. And I think she said, yeah, but I have something that she has something that she uses for herself instead of going to a psychic. And she showed us her dowsing crystal. Mm-hmm. How do I explain what this is? So it's a crystal that's attached to a chain, and you hold it at the top of the chain, which is attached to another little crystal, but the main crystal is hanging from the chain. And then you close your eyes and you imagine yourself being surrounded by mirrors or angels. She showed us as she was using the crystal and she was talking to it and asking questions like, show me yes, show me no, show me circle. The whole time it was doing what she was saying. Mm-hmm. And I was like, well, that's her moving her hand. Like, it's not her doing it. And then my mom did it and it moved a little bit. And then it was my turn to talk to this crystal. And it moved. I did not move my hand, mm-hmm. I swear. And I felt this connection to this crystal. I've never been a crystal girl. I don't really believe in crystals, but I think I don't know enough about it. So this has made me definitely want to look more into it. But yeah, so I felt this connection to this crystal. And the next couple of days, I was looking it up online, where to get one. And me and my mom even went to a store called House of Intuition to see if we can find one. But we couldn't. And I kept thinking about this crystal. And then our night nurse came back and I asked her about where she got hers. And because she had seen the connection between me and this crystal, she gifted it to me. Mm-hmm. So she gave it to me. I haven't used it since she gave it to me. Mm-hmm. And now that it's, quote, mine, I don't want to believe that it's mine. I feel like it's borrowed. Mm-hmm. For this special time. And I feel like because we're in this sort of spiritual path or moment in our lives, it felt very special to receive this. So what you do before I can use it, you put it in salt or under the moonlight to kind of cleanse it from mm-hmm. any other energies. So the crystal has been laying in salt for 2 nights now. Mm-hmm. I'm going to rinse it in water. And then I thought you and me could try it.
Okay.
Or that I could try it, and you can see what you think about this. Because I'd love to have your opinion about this. Sure. Okay, so I'm going to dip it in some water. And I'm going to imagine angels and a bunch of mirrors surrounding me. Show me yes. I'm not doing anything. Look at it.
Yeah.
I'm not doing anything. Mm-hmm. I swear. Look at it. What do you think about this? Do you think it's me doing it?
Yeah, but I think it's a way of... I walked in when you guys were talking about this in our night nurse.
I know, I want to
like,
hear...
Oh, you're a doubter. You're very science-based. I'm like, yeah, I am quite science-based, but I also trust my intuition a lot. And I feel like both of us have quite a good connection to things. And so what I think this is a way of talking to your subconscious. Mm-hmm. And for someone who doesn't have good intuition, maybe, or is not connected to their gut, it's a good way of, it's a conduit to find your way there. So I feel like, you know, we have a feeling towards certain things and we don't necessarily need something like this. But for us, it's probably quite a good way of cementing what we feel anyway. Mm-hmm. So I think somewhere in the back of your brain, your subconscious is doing it, but you're not, you know, actively doing it. So I think it's a cool way to tap into your feeling. And then that is obviously connected to the universe and what you know. I think we're all, I, I do believe that we're all connected to the universe and we know what's right and what's wrong and the directions that we should go. And it's really just our brains that get in the way most of the time. So this is a cool way of helping you connect to your inner and your subconscious.
She's shaking. This is new. I don't think she likes this. She's like, don't expose me. Now she's going in circles. She's going nuts. Oh my God, Tom. She's losing it. I mean, look at her. Look at her. Do you want me to put you down? She's saying yes.
Okay, put it down then.
This is insane. Are you seeing this, Tom?
Yes.
She just said, put me down. She doesn't like this. I had a feeling. She's shaking. She does not want to be on mic. This is, she's losing it. She's losing it. She's doing circles. I love you. Look at me becoming a crazy crystal person. It took me 2 minutes to become a crazy crystal person. Look at her. She says, yes. Do you see this? She's saying, you are a crazy crystal person. Look at her. She's losing it. Should I ask you one more question right now? Did Tom break the car window yesterday?
Hey, that's not fair. Hey, Jen, have you heard about a capsule wardrobe?
No, I haven't. What's that?
Well, it's all about having a few key pieces that you can mix and match effortlessly. So with a capsule wardrobe, you can say goodbye to the daily struggle of putting together outfits, especially when you have little ones to take care of.
Aha! Can you do it with shoes too?
Yes, you can. And this summer, we'll be including a pair of shepherd shoes in our wardrobe essentials. Whether it's a stylish pair of slippers to match our denim shorts, linen pants or dresses, Shepherd has got us covered. The Alan and Elsa are a summer slipper must-have.
Upgrade your shoe game with Shepherd's summer assortment and experience the perfect blend of style and comfort.
Head over to shepherdofsweden.com and pick up a pair today. Okay, so I feel like we need to go back and clarify what happened with the car, because the crystal's not going to tell you. So yesterday, I had just gotten back yesterday morning from New York. So I was like really tired and, you know, shouldn't really be trusted with doing important things yesterday. Mm-hmm. We drove to the doctor for the 1 month appointment for the girls. And the doctor that we go to is lovely. Doctor in the Valley, but the parking lot there is underground. The parking lot is the one thing about this. We call it a surgery in England, the doctor's surgery. So if I say that and you think it's weird, it's because I'm British. But at this doctor's surgery, the parking lot is underground and has very low ceilings. It has very low ceilings, and also below the ceiling is pipe work, metal pipes. And we'd pulled into the parking lot, and it was also tight either side of the car. There was a pillar and another car. So I said, oh, we should get the girls out before I pull into the parking space. So then Jennifer immediately went round to the back and opened the trunk to take the stroller out. And I was like, no, don't do that, because you shouldn't be lifting the stroller. It's kind of a heavy stroller, and you know, you gave birth a month ago and blah, blah, blah. And then Jen's like, no, well, we should. But then she started to do what I said, which is, we'll just get the girls out. So she went to get the girls out and put them down, and then I pulled the car forward into the spot.
You forgot that the trunk was open.
I pulled the car forward into the spot and heard a huge pop.
Huge. I thought there was a gunshot.
Yeah. As the trunk collided with a pole and shattered the back windshield of the car. Mm-hmm. Like, shattered. So then I was downstairs in the parking garage, cleaning up all the glass with a very friendly, nice man who worked in the parking garage. And I said to him, so, yeah, I mean, this kind of thing must happen all the time in this parking garage. And he was like, no, this is a first. This is a first.
Yeah.
But they have, like, even, like, padding wrapped around some of the pipes, so they know that it can happen.
But thankfully, the insurance covered it.
Thankfully, the insurance, which I've been, you know, paying for all the time I've lived in America and never once used... I called them up and they're going to cover all of it, which is amazing. And they're coming out today and it's all going to be done.
Maybe now when they heard the story about how stupid you were.
No, but it was all covered. I have comprehensive insurance, which I've been paying for. So they're going to come to our house and do it. And it's amazing.
Yeah. Speaking of bills.
Yes. So,
to give you guys an update on the hospital bill. Listen to this.
Right, but so so we had the hospital bill that came through the front door.
For like $13,800.
$13,000. Yeah, something like that. And I discovered by looking at the bill that it was because we, for some reason, our insurance hadn't been taken into account for that bill. So I had to call up, and I called up, first of all, the hospital, who referred me to the insurance company, who then referred me to my union. Because it was a whole thing of, like, through the actors' union, I get health insurance, and then that extends to my family. And so they have to inform the insurance company, you have to inform the hospital. So I called up, and it was literally, like, someone hadn't ticked the box or whatever. My insurance rolls over the day the twins were born. And for some reason, I was covered, but it hadn't extended to the family. So it was a little thing which has been rectified. But while I was on the phone to the hospital figuring it out, she told me, so we were talking about how much everything cost, and it was like, well, it's $13,000 on this bill. And she was like, yes. And actually, there's an extra $6,000 which just came through for the anaesthetist, for the epidural. And I was like, okay. But when I was on the phone sorting this out, she explained to me that the $13,000 plus the $6,000 was the cash price if we were going to have to pay out of pocket. But now it's going to the insurance company, it's $99,000. So that's the next bill. But we actually don't know.
Are we going to get a bill in our mailbox saying $99,000?
It will say $99,000 on that bill, but then it will say how much of that we have to pay.
I kind of want to take a picture of that and frame it.
Yeah, no,
and
I mean,
and then move to Sweden.
Yeah, show it to the girls when they're older.
Yeah, this much do you owe me.
Because we might still have to pay,
but this is
10%
like,
of that.
This is coming back a little bit to the beginning. Like, the constant question about living in America, is it heaven or is it hell?
It's very extreme. You can go from the top to the bottom and back again. That's the thing. Like, these bills can land in your mailbox, and it's kind of not surprising. You're like, oh, of course, this massive expense has just come up that I have to pay. Like, you know, we would tell
and
stories.
You're in debt for the rest of your life.
Yes, and you can then be in debt, and you have to do a payment plan. Like, Jen was like, what if you don't have $13,000? Like, well, then you set up a payment plan. So you pay it off for the next 20 years or whatever. But, you know, we've had these experiences since we moved to LA. There's always expenses coming in. Like, it starts off generally with the first car that you have, and you're always taking your car into the shop. Like, you're always joking about,
Oh my God.
You used to go to this place on Franklin, right?
Yes. He's like, no, Jennifer, not you again, not you again. When he would call me with a quote, he always got, hi. Heavy breathing, $800. I'm like, what? I don't have $800. That was my rent for my whole apartment. I'm sorry, Jennifer. $800. It's the starter. It's the battery. It's the belt. It's the this. It's
didn't
the smog.
You also, like, at one point, you fell into the trap of, oh, I can get a Mercedes for that much, and I'll drive a cool-looking Mercedes. Didn't you have that?
Yeah, I bought a Mercedes.
Yeah.
What do you mean I fell into the trap?
Well, because they're expensive. Like, you seemingly like, oh, I can get that car for that money, and then when
no, it was like $7,000.
Yeah, but then they end up in the shop.
I mean,
a lot,
it was
right?
expensive, especially at that time.
Yeah.
That didn't end up in the shop. It ended up in the tree, and I'm not going to go into that story.
That's what happened to that car.
Yeah. It drove by itself. It just took off.
Mm-hmm.
It's true.
Mm-hmm. But then you wrote it off?
I wrote it off?
Yeah. So it's like it was a wreck. Like, you couldn't save it?
It wasn't a wreck. No, it wasn't that bad. It wasn't a wreck, but I ended up getting a 90s Mustang instead.
After, then that's when I met you.
That's when you met me, which was a stick. Which I loved driving.
That was a cool car.
Not when you were like in the hillside on like La Cienega and I had to like turn around and scream like, I'm in a stick, back off.
Yeah, but I feel like most people don't know what that means. Like, they know what it means, but they don't know that if you're on a steep hill.
On a steep hill, yeah. I will go.
You might slip backwards, yeah. Because
yes.
Everyone here drives.
It's like, what?
Yeah, everyone here drives automatic. I mean, the driving test here was a bit of a joke. When I passed my driving test here, I mean, it was ridiculous. It was like, keep to the speed limit, take
some
corners.
Well, same. I apparently have a motorcycle license because I, like, drove it around a cone in a parking lot.
Yeah, yeah.
And now I can go on the freeway. I would die in a second.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Do you have a heaven or hell story? No. Or kind of how quickly you were like, woo, I'm on lock HBO, I'm on a... You're on a private jet to Vegas, and the next day you're like, I'm broke, dad, pay off my debt.
Yeah, I mean, I had...
People think that just because you're on a jet going to Vegas because it's a TV show means that you have a shit ton of money, which is not true.
Yeah, I flew... Yeah, so when I first came to America, I had this big job with lots of very, very famous people on the biggest network that everyone wants to be on. And then a year later, we got cancelled. But then because of my background and where I come from, I was able to go and do a job in Europe, which was really nice. But at the time, that was a big lesson to me of like, oh, you can have all of these things in your corner and you can think you're on top of the world and then everything falls away and you have to regroup. And that's happened continually. you know, just right now, like, we've had twins, we were spending our savings, and then this Law and Order job came along, yeah. and oh my God, we're fine again.
Yeah.
I mean, it's wild, but
well, that's always a great story, though. It's like John Hamm. He's like, I'm about to give acting up, and I had $5 in my pocket, yeah. and he got Mad Men. And
but that story happens over and over again. It yeah. happened with me in Walking Dead.
But I think it's kind of, it's the way...
You have to kind of live like that.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's weird because, you know, it's kind of against nature, especially when you have kids, mm-hmm. of like, you don't want to take those risks. But when we had the girls, I had to remind myself of how I used to live like that. And yeah, we have more of a buffer now because we've been sensible with our money and stuff. But you still have to have that almost living on the edge energy yeah. in order to progress mm-hmm. and to keep moving forward to the next level. Otherwise, I feel like you stagnate.
I think I would choose that, though, over just having the same life all the time.
I think so, too.
Yeah.
But it's really, it's hard. Of course. Is hard to just continually yeah. go... Okay, everything's going to be fine. Mm-hmm. And
the stress and then...
Yeah, and it is stress. But then it's so weird. It comes along.
Yeah.
You know, it really does. If you just keep pushing and... yeah.
So I have a feeling now, as you've been talking, I keep looking down at the crystal. I have a feeling that she maybe didn't... like what I did. So just to sum it up, I don't want to end this with her being mad at me.
Okay.
And ask her one last question. Are we in heaven? Thomas, did you see that?
Yes.
What did she say?
Yes.
She said, yes! Yay, we're in heaven! Thank you for listening to California Dreaming with Tom and Jen. See you next week.
Don't forget to like and subscribe.
She's saying no. Okay, I'm putting you down and everybody's crying. Bye.